Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean Cleveland with Regeneration X, and I just want to send a shout out to all those who are listening, to all those who are hurting. I know here in the United States, the great state of Ohio, we're preparing for the holiday season of Christmas, and people are busy about their lives and they're out there buying gifts, but we need to understand there are people who are hurting, that are lost, and they need to have the greatest gift, and that is our Lord, our Messiah, our Savior, the one who died for all of our sins, Yeshua Jesus. And I just want to present today His word, His will, His way. And I just ask the Lord, my Heavenly Father, to have His way in me and through me, that I may speak what He desires, not what I desire, but what He desires. So I thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll go ahead and jump in. And I realized something over my 20-plus years of salvation and walking in the kingdom of our Lord, there can come a time in our walk with the Lord that we can revert back to the base things of our lives. And what I'm talking about, we can actually start to walk contrary to the will of the Lord. We can forget we're on this path of salvation, and we can actually start to look back and even look towards things that we know are not of the kingdom. I've seen many of people personally, and I've seen well-known preachers just fall away because they suddenly start running the race and they get caught up and the things of this world, and they go back to their old nature, their old habits, their old friends. And I understand, I still have friends for many years that I've known, and they're not serving the Lord, and I can talk to them, I can go see them, but I don't do the things I used to do with them. And I've had bumpy parts of the road in my walk and had to pick myself back up by the power of the Spirit. But we must learn to obey the Lord even in the hard times. We must obey the Spirit and not the flesh. And when I'm talking about the flesh, I'm talking about the nature of man. You could fall back into your old habits, or you can actually be drawn or misdirected by someone. Even within the body, we can be misdirected. I've seen it many times. Like I said, personally, I've seen it in well-known famous preachers will go astray and take people astray with them and cause them to get back in their fleshly, carnal nature by preaching false doctrine, telling lies, misleading people. And we need to deal with this. And I have to say to you, it's important, it's the utmost of importance that you know the Lord for yourself and you know the Word for yourself. If you do not know the Lord and His Spirit and His Word, you will be led astray and you will fall back into the ways of your fleshly nature and oppose the will of the Spirit of God. We have to maintain. We have to be vigilant. We have to be humble before our Lord, that we may run the race see many people tripped up that I know, and it's heartbreaking. I talk to people, and they're like, oh, I love the Lord, but they're out there, they're sleeping around, they're doing drugs, they don't carry themselves in a way that will honor the Lord, swearing like a sailor, and doing whatever they want to do, but feel they still are serving the Lord. And it's hurtful, and it's a shame when I see people like this. I have a lady friend who is always saying, yeah, I love God, but you look at her lifestyle and how she lives and the things she approves of, and you know that's not of the Lord. But she's been deceived, and she lives in the fleshly nature and opposes the Spirit of the Most High. The Apostle Paul dealt with this at Galatia. And the people, what Paul saw was that they started out well, but something happened along the way. And he saw a lot of the people going back to their base things, going back to the law. They were set free from being bound by the law. Now they were in Christ Jesus, Yeshua, the Savior. But now they were trying to go back to their base ways and trying to find salvation in the flesh and not in the Spirit. I'm going to do a lot of reading here. If you would turn to Galatians chapter 5, if you're following, I'm going to start reading at verse 7. And Paul says, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you and the Lord that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you have be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So Paul is talking to the people, and he sees they're going back to the ways of the law. They are reverting. They started off good. They started off strong. They were believing in the Lord. They were receiving the word of the Lord and obeying the commandments. And all of a sudden, someone hindered them. There was someone in their midst that was calling them back to the things of the law and not in the liberty of the Spirit of our Savior. And Paul was troubled by this, as he was seeing the people of Galatia, and they were falling back, and they were following the ways of the spirit no more, but they were following after the ways of the flesh. They were in disobedience to the will of the spirit, to the will of our Lord. And Paul wanted to know who brought this teaching back, and who was troubling the people with false doctrine, incorrect doctrine. And people were turning on each other in the body there, Galatia, and Paul was warning them not to devour each other. And this has become commonplace in the body. You go to local fellowships, you see it. People just are turning back to their base ways, and they're following in the ways of the flesh, not after the spirit. They're devouring each other. I know even in my lifetime, I suffered from people turning against me in the body, people I call brother or sister, who turn to their base ways and attack me. And I was being drawn back into that base nature myself to retaliate. But instead, I just cut off that relationship. And we have to be very careful with our relationships. And this is what is one thing that's being missed in here, is the relationship that we keep. You know, Paul said, who is it that has caused you to fall back? He wanted to know who was troubling the people. There was somebody or somebodies that were troubling the people. In other words, they were causing them distress and leading them astray, and they were going back to their old ways because of what was being said, what was being taught, and people were turning on each other. And I've seen it many a times, and so we have to be careful about who we keep company with, who we let speak into our lives. Where do we attend a local fellowship? We have to know who is preaching the word and are already preaching true doctrine. That's why you have to know doctrine for yourself. Don't just sit there and say, well, that's the pastor's job. Everyone needs to know the word. Everyone needs to know the spirit. Everyone needs to be led of the spirit. Never, ever be led by men, but be led of his spirit. And so here in Galatia, the people have turned on each other, and Paul is trying to bring correction. And he's telling them that they have found liberty. They've been given liberty of the Lord by the sacrifice of Yeshua. And thus believing upon him, we now have freedom and liberty in him. But Paul warns them, do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, because people will do that. I've heard this preached many a times, not necessarily from the pulpit, but I've heard people say this a lot in the body. Oh, we're under grace, so don't be sin focused and don't worry about sin because you're under grace and the Lord has already forgiven you, so you don't have to repent. I've heard people tell other people this. So you got somebody who's confessing to know the Lord, confessing to be in the body, and they're living with somebody that they're not married to. Oh, they're under grace. Or they like to go out and get high, get to do drugs, they watch pornography. Oh, don't let it stress you out. Remember, you're under grace. You're okay. And so we take grace, liberty, and use it as an opportunity to fulfill our fleshly desire. Oh, I'm under grace, so I can still go party at the nightclub. I can still go to the bars and pick up women. I can still smoke weed and snort cocaine. I can still sleep around all I want. I don't have to watch my language. I had a friend who got caught up with some guy on the internet, and I know you're listening to a guy right now on the internet, but she found this guy on the internet, and he was a former drug addict, and he started teaching her things that were not of the Lord. He was showing them how you could open up your Bible and act like you were snorting cocaine and act like you were snorting the word, like he used to do with cocaine, and you could drink the Bible like a bottle of liquor and get drunk off it. And he also taught her that the Lord redeemed everything, so everything was under the Lord's power and was made available to us. And he taught her that even profanity was now redeemed, so profane words are no longer profane, and so it's okay for you to use them. And my friend would go around swearing like crazy. We would be sitting somewhere like at a restaurant hanging out for lunch, and she's just saying F this and F that and mother effer, and she was just swearing, and I was just so embarrassed. And unfortunately, our relationship suffered because I wasn't going after the doctrine she was, the false doctrine. And unfortunately, she believed this guy to the point, and I believe I mentioned this before, that she felt that even if you were a child of the Most High, you weren't supposed to go see a doctor. That was just unforgivable. So she would never go see a doctor, and she found herself getting sick, and she was getting sicker and sicker, but she wouldn't go get checked out, to the point her grandson found her laying on the couch at home, barely able to move, got called an ambulance. They got her to the hospital and found out that her body was just full of cancer. There was nothing they could do for her, and within a week of that discovery, she was gone. It's been over a year now since she passed. This guy she met on the internet tripped her up. And it became an opportunity for the flesh and her liberty. And she believed this false teaching and turned back to the ways of the flesh. It was a hard thing. It was a sad thing. So I just want to caution you about your relationship. Be careful who you let speak into your life. And don't allow the liberty you've been given by the freedom in the Lord. Do not give the opportunity to the flesh to rise up. Do not be deceived. You will be held accountable for what you do. I will be held accountable for what I do. And there are people who turn against me, who've hurt me, and I look at them, and I want to retaliate. But then I remember that the Lord will deal with all of us in his time. And I have to walk right because I don't want to be found on the wrong side of his judgment. So Paul was telling the people, do not give opportunity to the flesh, but through love serve one another. The Spirit will teach you how to serve. Not how to be served, but how to serve. The flesh will say, serve me, give me, it's all about me. But if we're led by the Spirit, we were desired to serve our brethren. I hear a lot of young Christians coming up. They've been saved maybe a month. I'm going to be a pastor. Really, you feel the Lord has called you to be a pastor? Yeah, I want to be the pastor. I want to be in charge. Well, see, you got the wrong attitude right there. I know the Lord did not call you to be in charge. If you're being led of the Spirit, you know you're called to first serve And it's also a sad thing that many young Christians look at the pastors as a position that you can attain by climbing a corporate ladder. And there are many people who are in a position where they're being called pastor, but they weren't called to be a pastor. And we've gone and we've seen the gifts, pastors, prophet, evangelist, teacher, apostle, we've seen them as titles and not the aspect of God's character as they are. When we see these gifts, these are aspects of our Father's character that he imparts into whoever he desires. So if he imparts into me by his Spirit, by the Spirit he imparts into me to be an apostle, have an apostolic character, that I have an apostolic character. I'm an apostle. If he calls me by his Spirit to be a teacher, then I'm a teacher. I do not choose my gifts. You do not choose your gifts. It's the Spirit who manifests and leads us in our gifting to serve and to edify the body of our Lord. But people feel they can pick and choose. They've been tripped up. Something went wrong somewhere. They weren't taught right or weren't taught all at all, or maybe they got ahead of their teaching. But they're not being led of the Spirit. They're being led of the flesh. And the flesh tells them, you have to be the number one man or woman. You need to be in charge. You need to be the pastor. You need to be the one who makes all the decisions, and everybody looks up to you, everybody follows you, and they just want to give you gifts. They want to have you over for dinner and brag about having you on their cell phone, having your number, and that's what you want. Yeah, yeah, I want to be the man. I want to be the man. That's flesh. The Spirit will tell you, this is a gift that's been imparted to you, the character of my Father, of our Lord. And the Spirit will lead you and guide you. And he will teach you things that you need to know so that you can serve the kingdom. Don't get it twisted. The flesh is all about the flesh. But the Spirit is about the will of the Father and manifesting his character and his people. And the people of Galatia were losing sight of this. And I wasn't sure how this teaching was going to go, but this is something I've been feeling in my heart. And there were some things that I was noticing in my own self. I was having these dreams, and it was about people I knew, and they were all rejecting me, and it was hurting me. I would wake up, and I would just feel so much hurt. Being rejected even by family members, I was dreaming these dreams. And I was saying to myself, these people don't necessarily outright reject me, but I feel that there's a divide there, and if I keep dealing with certain people, and I'm not talking about just casting people away and saying I hate you, but being careful around them and not allowing them to draw me into the flesh. And we have to be careful with that people don't draw us into fleshly habits. You can be around somebody you know in the church, and they may have some habits that are not of God. Before you know it, you may be drifted into that area. Oh, he watches internet porn sometimes. You know, he's a guy. It's a guy thing. Next thing you know, you're sitting next to him staring at a laptop watching internet porn. We have to be careful, people. This is a warning today to be cautious, to follow after the Spirit. Enjoy that liberty of the Spirit, but do not allow the flesh to rise up. Do not give opportunity to the flesh. Oh, I'm saved, so I'm going to heaven. Once saved, always saved. So I can do whatever I want because the Lord, He saved me and I'm going to heaven and He's okay with me now. So I can go back and go back to the clubs. I can go back to the bars. I can go back and mess around with some of my old girlfriends. We can smoke some weed. We can get high. I'm going to watch some porn. I don't have to be married to have sex. We go back to that. And we give opportunity to the flesh. Are you led of the Spirit? Are you willing to submit to the move of the Spirit in your life? Or are you all about pleasing your flesh? It's dangerous when you get to that place where you feel everything is all right because you claim to know the Lord. And then we start to destroy and devour each other. We do not fulfill the law. We do not love our neighbors. We're at war. I was dating a young lady once, and I believe I mentioned this before, and at first it was good, and she really wanted to serve the Lord, but for my benefit. You know, she had an upbringing in the church, but she didn't necessarily follow the Lord, and then when she met me, and so I was on fire for the Lord, and we started developing an attraction for each other. She decided to get more into the Word, start praying, but she couldn't stay there. She really didn't want that. She was doing it for my sake. So what happened, she started drawing me over into the flesh, and it almost destroyed me, and the Lord restored me. And I know I have to be obedient to the move of the Spirit and not give opportunity to the flesh. And that's for all of us. Follow after the Spirit. For those who are led of the Spirit, these are the sons of God. And I just want to read another portion of Scripture quickly here in Galatians, starting at verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. If we're with the Spirit, we're not bound by the law, but we're moved by the Spirit of the Lord to do the things of our Father in heaven, to walk as Yeshua walked, and to know how to operate ourselves in this world. Follow the Spirit. Do not give opportunity to the flesh. This has been Sean Cleveland with Regeneration X. Thank you for spending this time with me. May you be blessed. As always, you can find me, Sean Cleveland, on Facebook, or you can email me at regenerate07@yahoo.com. As always, it's been a pleasure. May the Lord continue to bless you, and may you continue to walk in His Spirit. Love you. Take care.